Australia's most decorated soldier vows to fight war crime charges. At least 6 killed in Kyiv as gunman opens fire and takes hostages. Pope says tyrant speech was not aimed at Trump. Mexico's Sheinbaum denies diplomatic crisis with Spain after conquest row. Harry and Meghan's trip felt like a royal tour, except many Aussies weren't interested. Building of Trump's White House ballroom can resume in full. Appeals court says DR Congo accepts first set of deportees from the U.S., French peacekeeper killed in southern Lebanon. Madonna joins Sabrina Carpenter to surprise Coachella. French film star Nathalie Bay dies aged 77, media report. White House and Anthropic hold productive meeting amid fears over Mythos model Chernobyl's last wedding. The couple who married as a nuclear disaster unfolded. Scammers are becoming ever more sophisticated. This is what the fight back looks like. Orbán's era was over in a flash, and Hungary's next PM is a man in a hurry. Croatia, but cheaper. The quirky holiday spots on trend for 2026. He made jazz under air raids and built an Indian city's music scene. The South Korean authors rising above a tide of hate to become bestsellers. BBC reports from Lebanese border town as residents try to return home. Watch fuel truck leaves trail of fire on road in Syria. BBC in Iran, Tehran does not think it has lost this war. Officer on horseback chases suspect through New York streets. Moment wolf on the run in South Korea is found. How 50 days of the Iran war led to the loss of $50 billion worth of oil. Trump, Iran. Cite progress in talks as uncertainty hangs over strait. French soldier killed in attack on UN mission in southern Lebanon, officials say. Reaction roundup, experts, analysts weigh in on Strait of Hormuz reopening. Oil prices crater after temporary reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. renews Russian oil waiver after pressure from countries dealing with Iran war price shocks. California gasoline stocks fall to record lows as Hormuz disruption bites. U.S. buyers redirect imported fertilizer overseas as Iran war drives up global prices. Oil settles down 9% after Iran declares Strait of Hormuz open. Trump, without elaborating, cites some pretty good news on Iran. Record stock market valuations mask reliance on temporary profit catalysts. Russian stocks lower at close of trade. MOEX Russia index unchanged. Tesla expands robo-taxi service to Dallas, Houston. Merchant vessels report gunfire as they attempt to cross Hormuz, shipping sources say. What is the AI opportunity for cruise lines? Investing.com's stocks of the week. How volatile are European stocks during the Q1 reporting season? U.S. judge rejects Bayer bid to block Johnson & Johnson prostate cancer drug claims. Australia extends relaxed fuel standards to bolster supply. Berkshire CEO Abel sold stocks managed by ex-portfolio manager. Combs WSJ reports, Italy saw modest growth in Q1, supported by Olympics. Central Bank estimates Canadian housing starts decreased 6% in March. U.S. tariffs drive steep drop in EU exports for second month. Italy's February trade surplus widens to $4.94 billion. Malaysia's economy grows 5.3% in first quarter, slowing from 2025. NATO will not collapse and U.S. will defend its allies, Estonian minister says. Fed's Miron says may cut rate outlook on inflation concerns. U.S. weekly jobless claims fall. Manufacturing production retreats in March. Trump administration to lobby allies to support trade over aid push, cable shows. Natural gas storage exceeds expectations, impacts energy markets. Prediction markets are a $1 trillion market by 2030, Bernstein says. Iran hardliners undermine diplomatic efforts by reclosing the Strait of Hormuz. Robots beat human runners in Beijing race, signaling manufacturing push. Are higher oil prices really bullish for EV battery stocks? Hormuz shipping chaos returns as Iran reverses transit reopening. Oil shock unlikely to have a lasting effect on inflation, BCA.